I tell you what else has got a hold on me. White Lies. With Death. And we are Curry Clubly.
Yes, we are. We got a packed show for you lads.
And lasses.
Lads and lasses listening out there. We're going to kick it off with... continue.
What?
With our song. It's an acoustic song. Not usually something we play. We usually play sort of rocky music, don't we? Mm. Anyway, this is
or indeed.
My song for Grandma. More Than Life.
Even though Grandma
White
can't listen.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to play it for her anyway, because I quite like the jingle.
Okay.
Hello, Grandma.
A lovely acoustic ditty there from...
Whiteley. Sounds like Wiley, but it's totally not rapping.
No.
So, I quite enjoy that. You know, I think we should play more...
acoustic songs. We should play more acoustic songs and... remixes.
We should just play more what songs.
More what songs?
More what songs. Just songs in general.
Let's play another more song now.
Okay, this is The Maccabees of No Kind Words. Fantastic song when it came out. Still relevant today.
Still average, yeah.
Hopefully.
Deeply average.
Yeah, cool.
Daisy Bones chat.
No Kind Words by the Maccabees. Boom.
Talking of unkind words, we're going to be talking about Chris Moyles later on and slagging him off.
We probably are.
But let's start with the news quiz.
Let's start with the news quiz. Here's my first sort of thing, Jack.
Go on.
This is basically...
Question one.
It's basically a sort of thing you got to mull over for a while.
Okay.
This is an album, a 30-second preview of each song on an album. You got to tell me what band it is.
Strokes. What?
What? Well, we'll see, Jack. You have to tell me if it's right or wrong.
Okay.
This is it. This is, well. Sussed out,
yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I did know they're already bringing out an album.
Yeah, but everyone's bringing out an album right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like who?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but this is obviously not Lady Gaga, is it?
True.
Is Lady Gaga bringing out a new album?
I don't know, probably. And then, yeah, she's got that song, Born This Way, with an atrocious video.
That's not surprising at all.
The guy did Dark Knight.
What, Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Directed by Lady Gaga, I think. Anyway, this is The Strokes. This song is apparently called Two Kinds of Happiness.
Tell you what, all sound really good. I'm not joking.
It's
I actually like the sound of it.
Sound a bit lame.
Really? What would you
rather have? There's no bangers on it, are there?
Well, that sounded like a banger.
There's no true bangers.
We haven't even heard the full song yet.
Yep.
And you still...
I didn't really like Lotus Flower, if I'm honest.
Sorry?
The first single off Radiohead's new album.
It's not really a single, it's more a video. They don't need to do singles.
Is it just a video, not a single?
I'm pretty sure. You can't buy it anyway.
Oh, right.
You have to download the album.
Oh, okay, well...
To be fair, it's not actually the best album I've ever heard.
No.
It's kind of average. Average Radiohead.
Average. Okay.
That's the first question in the news quiz.
Yeah.
1-0 to Jack Curry here.
1-0 to Jack Curry. Should we play a song and then go on to the next song?
Might as well.
Next song. This is a song by the band called The Foles. The Foles. And this is...
Ability to speak, Finn.
Sorry. This is Balloons by Foles.
Balloons, The Foles. Source FM 96.1. This is Curry and Clubly.
Sick.
The latest new sounds.
We're with you until 7:30.
Hold off the Cornish Brits.
Hold off the Cornish Brits.
Yeah.
Safe. Jack, number two.
Yes.
The question in the news quiz.
How many questions are there, Finn, this week?
Three.
What?
Well, yeah, but you knew what? Some of the you knew some of the things that I was going to ask about, so I got rid of them.
Three questions.
Yeah, there's three questions.
Have we already done one of them?
They're decent.
Have we already done one of them?
Yeah.
So we've got two more questions.
It's got, yeah, but it's, you know, it's always going to be a winner though, because it's out of three.
Yeah, but that's not. You could have a winner out of 11, Finn. Right, go on.
You can't have a winner out of 10. Well, you could do.
But you can have a winner out of 9, Finn.
You can have a draw.
The fact that you've done three, and is a good thing because it's an odd number, doesn't take away from the fact that you've only done three.
Best of three. So you've got number one already.
Yeah.
So already if you don't get this, you know.
Yeah, it's game on. No, it's, if I do get it, then what's the point of doing the next one?
Okay, well, we just do it anyway. Number two, the Earth's resources of these things are running low, true or false? Number one, helium.
No, false.
Two, chocolate.
False. Chocolate's not a resource.
Three, water.
I doubt it, to be honest.
Four, medical isotopes.
No, I'm saying that's true.
Five, phosphorus.
What's that in?
Fertilizer and stuff.
All right. I'm going to say false.
You have it in your wee and stuff as well.
Oh, cool.
And tequila.
Hopefully people are eating dinner right now.
Tequila.
Tequila Mockingbird. I'm going to say it's false.
Okay.
All false apart from one.
Well, we'll return to that question after this song.
Okay.
And I just keep the listeners really caring. This is An End of a Century by Blur. End of a Century by Blur.
Well, I've got news for you, Blur. It's only the beginning. This is Current Clever on Source FM 96.1.
Oh, I just removed the name of the song. That's a good idea. That's a bit stupid, isn't it? See if I can undo that. Nope.
No, why can't undo that. Another time.
Okay, well, that's a blank song by Blur.
Blank by Blur.
This is the news quiz, Jack.
Yes.
It's getting tense, and you can tell it's tense.
No, it's not. It's
you can tell
done.
It's tense by the sounds that I'm going to find for you right now.
Oh, I just love the preparation for the show.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot gone into it.
I know. What with you downloading these songs a week ago and then not even bothering to put them on the playlist?
Oh, I don't even have the music up.
There we are. Ridiculous. All right.
There we are.
Yeah, that's good.
You got that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, I see. I can't really be bothered to play it the whole time, so. But that is the.
What?
That's how tense it is right now. That music's just sort of going through our minds. So, number three, Jack. Final question.
How have we done? Oh, right, okay.
Final question. As voted for by the readers of Time Out magazine.
No way.
Time Out. What was the film of the year? Was it A, Don't Look Now, from 19... No, film of the year?
What?
Best British film ever, is what I meant to say.
Oh, right, because those two things aren't the same.
Don't Look Now, which is a 1973 song directed by Nicholas Rouge.
1973 song?
It's
not a song, it's a film.
Film, I mean. B, The Red Shoes, which is a 1948 film.
Oh, yes.
Directed by Michael Powell. And Kez, you know that film?
By,
from 1969 by Ken Lynch. Loach.
Oh, yeah, Loach, sorry.
Yeah. So which one do you reckon that is?
Film
of the best. Best film.
The best film,
the best
of
British
the last.
Film ever.
What was the first one? Don't Look Now.
Don't Look Now.
And the other one was Red Shoes.
The Red Shoes and Kez.
Have you seen any of them?
Oh, I've seen Kez.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you not seen the Red
I've
Shoes?
I've seen it in a play as well. I've seen the play of Kez. It was moving.
I don't know what happens in that film.
Basically, this little boy, his brother works down the mine. Mm-hmm. And they share a bed, and then they go out into the fields, and they find a kestrel, and that's all I can remember. And then he just sort of runs around like with a kestrel and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what should be winning that.
What?
It's King's Speech, obviously. It's greatest film of all time now.
Was it British?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was made by the British Film Council.
I guess Time Out didn't.
Which is being scrapped, which is a good idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Great idea, mate.
Yeah, why don't we just...
Well done, Cameron.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, we got political now.
We probably say that. We probably get fired.
Nah. No, we won't. Right, I'm going to say Kez.
Kez,
and we're going to find out the answer to that
find out after, after this song.
Song break.
This is a really good song. You know Adele's Rolling in the Deep?
Not really.
Well, there's a song by Adele called Rolling in the Deep. It's, you know, it's very popular at
the
moment.
Is this a cover of it?
It's not a cover. It's, you know, the XX.
It's a remix.
The people who won the Nationwide Mercury Award.
Yes.
They basically, the guy does the beats for that has remixed it. So this is it, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
This is Rolling in the Deep.
Charma by the Kings of Leon. That was a rock out there.
No, I heard your chair creak.
I know, I need to change my chair.
It sounded like a fart. If I'm honest.
Oh, there it is again.
No, oh, Jack.
This chair will be changed during the next song.
So,
big news now.
You guessed the band correctly.
The quiz which
before
no
I even, before I even meant, like, started playing the song, you were like, oh, Strokes.
The quiz which no one cares about. Go on.
So, you got the Strokes right. The first question. They've got a new band. They've got a new album coming out.
Really? If you've got a question right, then make
sure it's called Angles. Oh, maybe we should play a fantastic jingle that corresponds if you get a question right.
Why don't you turn on?
Why don't I just play this fantastic jingle?
Go on, then.
You just won $1 million!
Okay, so for the next one that I get right...
You won $1 million again.
And then what happens if I don't get it right?
Well, who knows? So you said the Earth's resources were running out of things. You said it wasn't running out of helium, it wasn't running out of chocolate, it wasn't running out of water, and it wasn't running out of tequila.
Yeah.
And you said it was running out of medical isotopes and phosphorus.
Let me guess, those are all wrong.
They're all in decline, and we're actually running out of all of them.
Is that the same as running out of them, or just in decline?
No, we're running out. Because chocolate is actually apparently still mainly slave laboured sort of
what?
A produce.
Really?
Yeah. So there's basically not enough of that.
So we're running out. It's not enough slave labour.
No, it's not enough plants and stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they're all being shut down. And
that's a shame.
Yeah, what a shame.
Oh, no.
Can't enjoy my chocolate.
Just for someone else's freedom.
Oh, no.
God.
No, we're joking.
Selfish.
We support that.
What?
We do support
yeah,
that,
of course.
Even if it means we don't have chocolate.
We eat fair trade.
Yeah. Helium is actually... It's got the lowest... It's the substance with the lowest boiling point.
Is that cause people...
To man.
Because people keep sucking on it and, like, turning their voices.
Not
really
just that. They use it in sort of supercooling computers, and they... fibre optics use it to make fibre optics. They use that.
Yeah.
And LCD screens also have helium in them. And also there's just balloons where we just fill them with air and then drop them into the sky. how would you describe it?
I describe it as dropping it into the sky, to be honest.
Release them into the sky. And, you know, don't ever see the helium again. I assume.
You assume?
I assume that.
Who made this up?
No, but that's
true. Hang on. The balloon just goes out the atmosphere and, like, goes to Mars or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, okay.
You might not notice it.
No.
It goes into orbit.
Yeah.
And then just gets slingshotted. Towards the sun and
indeed.
Explodes. No, helium is in abundance in the air, but there's not much we can do about it.
Okay. Well, now we've got halfway through the news quiz. Should we play a song?
Oh, yeah, we could do. All right, fine.
Good lad.
I will play.
Got even more tension coming up. Who's going to win the news quiz?
After Supergrand's disco earlier on, I thought maybe we should sort of show her this to modernise the.
It already is modern, Finn.
No, modernise her choice of music. Maybe she quite might like this. This is the Please Mr. Postman Krygo remix.
Oh, I love this.
It's really good.
Turn it up if you're in a car.
Yeah, or just turn it up anyway.
Yeah.
That was Please Mr. Postman Krygo remix.
Yeah.
By the Marvelettes.
Really?
From the Motown era.
I love it.
I love it. I love it also.
Who else I love? What good love? Competitions which work.
You love good competitions?
Which work.
Oh, I was going to say you just won $1 million, but it didn't work because I haven't put the music up. I might do it now. Whoa, that's a different song. Jack, I'm a mess right now.
You're saying this is shambles?
I'm a mess.
Don't worry, the audience don't know.
Okay, good. So yeah, chocolate, not enough farming of that.
Not enough slaves in the
not
world.
Not enough slaves. helium, yeah. You know, lowest boiling point.
Water,
apparently in America and places like that, there's such thing as water barons. And what? like oil barons, they literally buy up all the sort of clean water reserves and eke it out to...
Just use a filter.
Use a filter?
God, yeah.
What, on seawater?
Yeah, just a massive filter. So place the bottom of the ocean with a massive filter.
Stop all the halite coming through.
Oh, hey. I like what you're doing there.
Yes.
Geol,
Kino.
I'm Kino for the Geol.
No, it's...
Oh, did you learn this from geology?
Pardon?
Did you learn this from geology?
No, I knew it.
How?
Well, because I looked on the internet.
So the internet knew it.
The wider place of resource. Medical isotopes.
Yeah.
They use them in sort of MIR scams.
What? MIR?
MRA?
MIR scams.
Scams. What are they called?
Is it MRI called? Scans.
MRI scans.
Okay.
And scams. They, yeah, they use them a lot, and apparently they're running out of them.
Really?
I don't really know what an isotope is, Jack.
Right.
It's something with a half-life.
I got quite good... So you do know what an isotope is, then?
Yeah, well, I've sort of revised it a lot last year, but I've completely forgotten it. Yeah. Phosphorus is a fertiliser. For fertiliser. You know, Swedish government are so...
Do you want me to smack you around the face just so your mouth starts working?
The Swedish government are so scared of not having enough fertiliser. They're actually developing toilets which take phosphorus out of your piss.
Excrement. Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, basically, Swedes are going to be alright. They're going to be fine.
Everyone else is going to not have enough phosphorus.
And tequila. According to sources, Mexicans have burnt down most of the crop, and there's not enough room to plant more crop. I don't know what sort of plant they use for tequila.
Why did the Mexicans burn down all the crop?
Because, like, 30 years ago, they didn't think they needed it. But now... The demand for tequila has gone up.
Really?
So, and now we're basically not going to...
As society plummets, demand for tequila increases.
Yeah, basically, you should probably buy a load of tequila, keep it in a wine fridge.
And then sell it in a few years.
Sell it in about 40 years.
That's such a good idea.
Makes so much money. There you are. Okay. Well,
we haven't done the last question yet, but let's play another song before
we
do
we'll play an American trilogy.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, you win that. You beat that quick. You won that
question. Yeah, so it's 1-1.
1-1. So going to the final question.
Who knows? Well, I do.
Yeah.
So
and probably everyone else does.
We'll
as
see
well.
After this break with Elvis.
The commercial break.
In the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away.
Classic Elvis Presley there.
Elvis has left the building
for good. Hey, talking about great singer-songwriters, we're going to be talking about Joss Whyte later.
Are we?
And his new band.
What's the point?
The Clicks.
They're actually playing in Zephyros on the 18th of March.
Zephyros Wine Bar.
Wine bar?
I don't know.
Is that what it's called?
It sounds right.
Lounge.
Oh,
I'm going to call it a lounge.
Okay.
That sounds classy. Anyway, Zephyro's Lounge in Truro.
You don't want to be there on the 18th of March.
Yeah, well, it's a 16-plus gig until 11 o'clock, and then you're not allowed to be 16 until... Well, after 12, you're not allowed to be 16.
I don't get it.
You have to leave.
Yeah, but if it's a 16-plus gig in the first place, then you're not allowed to be 16 anyway
before
11 o'clock.
You're allowed to be 16 before 11.
I thought you said it was a 16-plus gig.
It
until
is 16,
11.
Until 11. It's a 16. And then from then, you get chucked out.
Who does?
If you're not 16. Everyone. Even if you're 18, you get chucked out.
You just said it's a 16-plus gig before 11.
Yeah, before 11, you can go if you're under 16. And then after 11...
You said it was a 16-plus gig before 11, though. That means 16-plus. You're older than 16.
Yeah.
All right, carry on with
and
the
then if
quiz.
You're under 16, well, it's when it's 11.
Right, go on.
You can stay if you're over 18.
Okay.
After 11.
Right.
Okay.
Over 18, I thought it was over 16.
Shut up. Anyway, as for voted by the readers of Time Out magazine, what was the film that was best ever in England? I worded it wrong, and I keep on reading it wrong. What was the what's the best British film ever? And apparently it's Don't
what,
Look
what,
Now.
Oh, right. What did I say?
I don't know. Kez.
I said Don't Look Now. No, I said Don't Look Now. I said Don't Look Now.
You dick. I said Kez.
Well, can we do the other news quiz questions, which I'm going to get right?
No, I deleted them. Sorry.
So I guess you win that.
I do win.
So after all that, Finn Cleverley wins it.
Do you know what Don't Look Now's about?
Is it about people who don't want to look now?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't actually ever seen it. Or
heard about it.
I never actually heard of it. But apparently it's the best thing that Britain's ever produced on film.
They're forgetting Ian Holm, so...
Ian Holm, yeah.
Every film that Ian Holm's been in.
Even if it's not English, it'll still be the best British film ever.
Yeah. He just is British, and anything that has him in is British.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, what's that film called?
Such a British film. Alien. Most British film I've ever seen.
What's one with Bruce Willis in as well? And that, like...
Oh, what's it called? The one in New York in the future.
Let's not talk
that's
about
that's going to annoy us. You know, I'm gonna play a pop.
Well, think of it during a song. I bet my mum will.
I'm gonna play a pop song.
Text me now. What?
It's by that artist called Eliza Doolittle.
Okay.
You're probably gonna kill me for this, but I quite like it. It's called Skinny Jeans.
What?
And it goes. It's got the whistling that I like. It goes.
It's got a catchy pop hook.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
Jack. Anyway, this is Skinny Jeans by Eliza Doolittle. Oh, I just changed the name of it again. There we are, Skinny Jeans by Eliza Doolittle.
See, on the scale of, like, from Florence the Machine to Cheryl Cole, that's kind of close to Florence the Machine than Matt Cardle.
Who's Matt Cardle?
Guy on the X Factor.
What's the X Factor? Hey!
Oh, see what he did there?
Just joking around, mate.
You pretended to be pop culturally
I did.
Blind.
I did.
Hey,
socially unaware.
Talking of great radio.
Yes.
Let's not talk about Chris Moyles.
Okay,
he's flat and talentless.
All right, let's go into something else then.
No, no. I want to tell you about a great happening that's going to happen.
What, was an anti-Chris Moyles parade?
No, 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 no. If you love Chris Moyles and you haven't gotten lobotomy yet, then...
Nice.
He is going to be doing a 37-hour radio show on the 18th of March or something like that.
Is he breaking a record or something?
Yeah, he's trying to break Simon Mayo's record of 36 hours. And let me break that down for you. If he does a three-hour radio show... five times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is over 2 weeks' worth of radio that he is going to be doing all in a row.
He's going to have a lot of stuff.
He's not going to have a lot of stuff.
He's got to have... Or he's probably just going to sit there, pissed as a fart.
Yeah, go on.
Alan,
tell that story
talking
about...
Talking about Alan.
Tell that story about, you know, the time when... You know,
when he found a pound coin in the Portaloo.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to be talking about...
Right, Comedy Dave.
Yeah, eating crisps in the pub.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful. It's going to be like his... I reckon he's just going to read his biography.
That's actually a really good idea.
That's probably it. Yeah,
and then I was on Top Shop Radio, and then I got picked up by Radio 1, and then... And I bet he's going to play 34 hours of music.
Did he really used to be on Top Shop Radio?
I don't know.
All right, probably. You just made that up.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I
thought that you might have actually just knew a fact about Chris Moyles.
What?
Known, even not new.
Yeah, he's going to do 34 hours of music. Seriously.
Yeah, he probably will.
How many times can you play Lady Gaga in 34 hours?
What,
That's going to be the new record.
What sort of music is he going to play?
Rubbish. Obviously.
What radio station?
Radio 1.
Really? And no. They're letting him do that?
Yeah, seriously.
And what sort of days is it? Is it like a Monday?
I don't know. It said the 18th or something. I'm going to find
that's
out.
A Friday?
I'm actually going to record it and then play something on the show.
Oh, no.
Because that's going to be fascinating
it's be
radio.
Just boring as hell.
By hour 32, he's going to be.
He was. Did it originally?
Flagging.
Fern Mayo.
Yes, Fern Mayo. Oh no, wait. It was Simon Mayo.
Simon.
Oh right,
Mayo.
Yeah. I see what he did there.
Who's
Fern Cotton and Simon Mayo?
Yeah. No, I didn't mean that. But who is it?
Yeah, I know you didn't. What?
Who is he? What's he? What's he do? Is he?
He's
Radio
on 5-5 now.
Right, 5-5.
Row 5 Life.
I just love your ability to speak today.
Sorry.
I just can't be asked to talk most of the time. Should we play Doubt by Delphic?
Just do not talk fertilizer.
Okay. This is Doubt by Delphic. We were just discussing how, you know, how Chris Moyles went to Mount Kilimanjaro and walked up its face.
For Red Nose Day.
For Red Nose Day.
Actually, I think he's so big, Kilimanjaro might have walked up him.
Yeah. Nice.
Love it.
Safe. No, but the ultimate endurance, of course, would be listening to Chris Moyles.
I think these might be breaking simultaneous records. The record for the longest radio show, and also the record for the most amount of suicides.
The most amount of dicks as well. Okay, so what else have we got to talk about? just go Jack.
Okay, yes, I noticed in your news quiz you didn't have any news about the
the what?
The biggest news of the week.
What is
which
it?
Is the oh come on, the Academy Awards. Of course, which is which is great for British films, wasn't it?
It was actually. King of Speech won it.
Won four.
Four?
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. By the way, you know Foal's my favourite band.
Yes.
They won Best Track of the Year on the Enemy Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
For Spanish Sahara.
Spanish Sahara, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, that's nothing to do with the films. yes, and I'd just like to read you this statistic. Right, guess how much the King of Speech has made. What? What?
Guess
how much the King's Speech was made for?
How much? How much was the King's Speech? It wasn't anything like Paranormal Activity. It was like £1,000 to make.
No, it cost Paranormal Activity cost 15k and made 200 million.
Really?
That is some profit
ratio
there.
That's a profit there.
No, it cost 8 million to make.
That's how much you're going to profit off tequila in the next 40 years. Yeah. You better believe. What are you saying? So, how much was King's Speech? How much did it cost? Jack, put yourself together. I think I'm just going to go to a song. Because you are just so lame. I'm going to go to a song. This is Sound and Vision by David Bowie. Hopefully Jack stopped laughing now.
Ooh, who are you? It's David Bowie on Source FM 96.1.
Electric Blue.
And as I was saying before, so really interrupted.
No, this is awful. Go on, Jack. The King's
Speech.
All
right, pinch myself. Yes, the King's Speech was made for 8 million. It's currently made over 2 million. 200 million, sorry. And it's got 4 Academy Awards. Guess how much Pirates of the Caribbean, the latest one, was made for?
How much?
300 million.
Seriously?
Yeah, it got no Academy Awards.
It got no. Well, is it even out yet?
No. I mean, the one like the one that's been released.
£300 million.
Yes.
Well, I guess they have to build the galleons.
I know, but couldn't they just do it by like special effects or something?
Probably, but then it wouldn't be as great. But it is Disney, and they've got a bare amount of cash.
Yeah,
so they don't really care, do they?
But you know what the highest amount paid for a production of a film full time is? If you adjust for what's it called, inflation.
Yeah.
It's Cleopatra, right?
Oh, right.
The budget was supposed to be $2 million.
Yeah.
It ended up at $44 million.
But you just said it was $80 million.
What?
How much is carrots of
Carrots of the Caribbean.
Carrots of the Caribbean. How much is that?
$300 million. But, no, this is without inflation.
All right.
In 1963, the budget was $2
million. Mm.
They went over by $42
million. So...
And it was the highest grossing film of that year,
yeah.
With 21 million.
So they basically lost 20 million.
And it still didn't make back half its amount. Now that is what I call
it. It's like car makers when they make a car that costs less than it costs to build.
Indeed.
You want to kill them, don't you? For wasting all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you bother? Just so Jeremy Clarkson can wobble his chin about it.
Anyway. If this car was a woman...
If this car was a woman, I'd have lots of sex with her.
But it's a car, so I still do.
So, well done on the King's Speech.
I know.
James Franco looked a bit pissed off, didn't he?
Did he? I didn't see it.
Oh, he was basically just sort of... Apparently people... He walked on.
Do you hear what he said
about
Gervais?
He walked on with his phone out, looking at his iPhone, tweeting or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then just spent the whole time looking stoned.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't win any awards.
See, they should have had Ricky Gervais insulting everyone.
And then he wore a dress for a while.
Really?
Yeah, because the other woman... The woman who was on... what was her name?
Kathleen. No, what's it called?
Yeah, her. She was in a tuxedo for a bit while she was doing a song. They made her sing.
That's really amusing.
They made her sing, and then he walked on with a Madonna. Marilyn Monroe outfit on.
Wasn't he nominated for one of the best actors?
He was nominated for best actor.
See, that's kind of...
Nominated.
That's kind of like, if you don't get that, which he didn't, he's going to be pretty pissed off the rest of the evening.
I mean, at least I'm nominated.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Colin Firth won, so well done for you, Colin.
This is The Love Cats by The Cure. Mad.
That is Love Cats by The Cure. Source of M96.1.
So, Jack.
You're in the company of Karen Cleverly right here.
With you until 7:30, so you've only got 15 minutes to tolerate us.
Yeah. If you weren't here before, where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
If you have been here before, go away.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I've got a film quiz for you about the Oscars.
A quiz?
And specifically, The King's Speech.
Pacifically?
Specifically, The King's Speech.
Okay.
Fertilizer. Okay. Jeffrey Rush, who of course played Lionel Logue.
Yes.
And was nominated for Supporting Actor. Is most famous for what other than The King's Speech?
Give me an option.
No.
No, I look away so I don't look at you thinking, and then you give me an option.
What, out of two?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Die Hard?
No.
Whoa. What else is it then?
It's the other one that you're going to say.
Is it Avatar?
No.
Is it Titanic?
No.
Is it Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. Yes. He's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Damn it, I thought
he's Teague.
No, he's Barbarossa.
Oh, is he not? Is he?
He's a badass captain.
Oh, yeah, he's Barbarossa, isn't he? He's good in that.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah. All right.
That was a bit camp. And finally, what? Camp?
Yeah, that was camp.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Bonham Carter.
Bonham.
Is most famous for what? Other than...
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Wrong.
Fight Club.
No, you said that second.
I said them both. I was going to say them both, and you started talking over me, Jack.
Well, I only said Fight Club, which means that you're wrong.
She's obviously not most famous for Fight Club.
Yeah.
Only within people who's 18.
Yeah.
More kids have watched... More people have probably watched Harry Potter than they have Fight Club.
Yeah, but she's only got a small part in it.
No, she doesn't.
One of the bad people that comes along at the
no
end.
No one ever goes, hey, what even is her name in Fight Club?
No, they go, that's Helena Bonham Carter.
What's the character called in Fight Club?
Stacey.
You don't even know. She's not called Stacey.
No, she's called Evangelina.
No, she's not. Jack, come on. You know you're flawed.
Yeah, I know, but what is the character's name in Harry Potter?
Bellatrix Lestrange.
How do we know?
Because it's written in the book.
Oh, the book, is it?
Yeah, there's a book.
She's not the one in the book, is she?
She is.
She could be someone else.
All right, Jack, just get on with your quiz.
Okay.
Your naff quiz.
You're wrong.
Oh, am I wrong? Sorry. Yes.
And finally, Colin Firth is most famous for what?
He's Mr. Darcy.
But what's the most famous bit in it?
When he takes off his shirt and dives into the pond.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've seen it. We've all seen it, Jack.
Yeah, we all saw it in English.
And we all saw that in English.
With the... What's his name? The silly guy.
What?
The silly guy? Yeah. You know, he's like, he's the other one that proposes to her.
Mr. Bennett?
Mr. Bennett. No, that's her dad's name.
Oh, let me think. This is really annoying now.
Oh, yeah, the other thing we're thinking about, The Fifth Element.
He's also in the HBO series of Rome, that guy that we're thinking of, and he's also, he's in King's Speech too.
No, he's not.
He's on the panel.
Oh, okay.
When Jeffrey Rush is doing the audition.
Oh, seriously, what is his name?
I will remember it. Mr. Something. This is USA Boys by Health. A bit, Health. It's a class tune.
I'm proud of you, Finn.
We're fading that down because it's too annoying.
It's good though, it's USA Boys by Health.
Yeah, but you did say fade it down now because it's getting a bit annoying.
It was a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
It's pretty samey as well.
You said that's your favourite type of music.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said I like repetitive music.
I do, but that one...
It's too repetitive.
No, I like the beginning tune. It's actually, I think they sampled Cockney Thug. Cockney Violin, even, by Roscoe.
Oh, I've heard of both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so talking about music, right? You know the biggest festival in the world? Eden Sessions.
Glastonbury.
No, Eden Sessions.
Oh.
Yeah, Primal Scream playing Eden Sessions.
Primal Scream playing Eden Sessions. Who's supporting? Fessins.
The Kills. I don't know.
The Kills.
Something like that.
Oh, The Killers.
The Thrills. No, not The Killers.
I don't know. I never really listened to Primal Scream.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm hoping they do some better acts.
Yeah, like Vampire Managed. Weekend. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. They didn't even bother to turn up when me and Finn got tickets.
God.
It's too laddish.
I saw Calvin Harris though there, didn't I?
Yeah, I didn't.
No, it was a bit. It was pretty dumb.
Really?
Yeah. He's only got a couple of songs in his arsenal.
I know.
In his arse. And then it just sort of got a bit boring after those tunes were played out.
Did he play some album tracks?
He did.
That no one knew?
No one knew them.
And then no one was, like, dancing?
No. Oh. And I think he even repeated one song for his uncle.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That shows that you don't have enough to keep people really there. He needs to bang out some more tunes, I think.
He really does.
Calvin, if you're listening.
He probably will do.
Yeah.
Calvin.
He'll be back.
Get on that, Calvin.
Yeah. But I'm hoping... Maybe Radiohead turn up at Eden Sessions.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And don't play much of their new album. To be fair, they can only play 8 songs.
Who else would be fantastic to get? It'd be nice to see in a small proximity like that.
Foles.
Foles would be great there. They were voted for best live band.
Arcade Fire. That'd be huge.
Oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Tickets would sell like hot pies. If that's
really?
If that's a saying.
I've never bought hot pies before.
No, I never bought a hot pie.
Do they sell well?
Yes, they do. I've been informed by the old grandmothers of this town.
Yes.
That hot pies sell very well.
Stop digging yourself a hole on the record.
Okay. This is Celestia by Crystal Castles. Very similar to the previous song.
Oh, that's good.
Jules Holland played him on their show and he acted like he was really excited about them.
Did he
and play then some, it didn't even
did he play some
them.
Boogie woogie piano over the top of it?
Almost.
Oh.
I can imagine that.
That'd
just like plonking away to this.
Yeah. That is a great tune there from the lads themselves. What's it called? Oh, Crystal Castles, of course.
The lads. All right, lads.
All right, boys.
All right, boy. Yeah, that was Crystal Castles. I can imagine Jules Holland. What sort of tune do you reckon he'd do over it?
Some kind of jazz improv, probably.
Sort of something a bit like Love Cats that we played earlier, I reckon.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Yes.
That's what I do.
You realise, Cats, right there. I saw a trailer. A big sort of van. Which said Cats on the side outside Hall of Cornwall. So I don't know if Cats are going to Hall of Cornwall, but they might.
Have you not heard of Cats the Musical?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I'm guessing...
just a load of cats? What, turn it into a cat comb for
a
cats.
Veterinary.
A veterinary station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I think I'm going to say goodbye now.
Yeah, because that was a bit of a shite link. This has been Finn Clavey and Jack Curry.
This has been a lesson in how not to speak on the radio for an hour and a half. And just bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
This is Only Love Can Break Your Heart by
See you next week.
S-E-N. Oh, that's a wrong song. There we are.
Oh, slick.
Cheers now.